Ehud Barak became Israel's prime minister 2 years ago, in part because he won near unanimous support from Israel's Arab voters. They were enthusiastic about his pledge to reach a peace deal with the Palestinians. A lot has changed since then. Barak's peace efforts failed, and in October, Israeli security forces shot and killed 13 Israeli Arabs during protests in support of the Palestinian uprising. Many of Israel's Arabs hold Barak personally responsible for the deaths, and few, if any, are planning to vote for him again when the next election is held in just over 2 weeks. NPR's Sarah Chase reports from Nazareth.
Nazareth is home to many of this country's Arab citizens, Palestinians who stayed inside Israel's borders after the state was proclaimed in 1948. It's a town where people still use the word coexistence. And yet, events here last fall made some of those most committed to living together with Jews begin to wonder whether it's possible. Kosai Ziad, a shopkeeper, glances at a picture on the wall behind him. It's of a young man, bordered in Palestinian green, red, and white. In a clash in October, he was shot just outside, dying almost in Ziad's arms.
He was my friend. Really, he was my friend, and I don't know what to do now in this. I hate them. Yeah, and I live in this country. I doing the rules of them, but I don't believe in them.
In 1999, Ziad was a campaign worker getting out the vote for Barak.
I was closing my store and taking my car and bring people to vote. And I explained to the people that we must vote to this man because he promised us. Now, if I ask from people to vote to Barak, the question that they asking, we vote to him last time, and what he do to us? I'm asking the same questions I'm now asking. In the past, I was explaining to the people why to vote to this man. Now I want someone to explain to me why.
Nazareth Deputy Mayor Salman Abu Ahmad is an official of the Islamic Movement, one of three political parties with Israeli Arab members. Last election, the Islamic Movement endorsed Barak.
And اليوم احنا حقيقة صار عنا إحباط كبير.
Today, Abu Ahmed says, we are deeply frustrated. After Barak's barbaric actions during the recent events, he killed 13 of us, forgetting that we were part of the peace process, forgetting that we voted for him. It's as though he said, we don't want the Arab votes. In these circumstances, we are not and shall never be with Barak, he says. The Islamic Movement is calling for a boycott. Abu Ahmed says Israeli Arabs should have fielded their own candidate. This rejection of the choices open to Israeli Arabs is shared across the political spectrum. Sarin Mjalli, a young bank teller, went to Hebrew University and belongs to Hadosh, a left-leaning, mixed Arab and Jewish political party.
I have roots which are Palestinian, but now I'm Israeli. I'm Israeli for everything. My life, my way of life, my mentality. I love to be Israeli, and I'm very satisfied. We are living together.
Now, Mjalli is grappling with the shock of true disillusionment. For the first time in her life, she's coming to think that her efforts, her vote, may have no power to influence events, for better or for worse.
Maybe I'll betray my democratic opinions if I'm not going to vote. But on the other hand, what about all the things I saw and read? Like, it's really hard to me to decide. But what's for sure, I'm not voting no for Barak and not for Sharon.
Like most Nazareth Arabs, shopkeeper Ziad doesn't see any difference between the two. Not anymore.
They give the same orders. They have the same words in their mouths. They, I can't feel that that they want us in this country. I can't feel it. I can't.
Israeli pollster Kanoch Smith says the Israeli Arabs propelled Barak to what, by standards here, was a landslide victory last time. Smith says without the Arab vote this time around, Barak has no chance of winning. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Nazareth.